Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Really, Riley?
Are you ready?
This is the Really Riley Podcast.
Woo! Well, hello, beloveds. Happy Wednesday. No, today's not Wednesday. Today's Monday. Oh, my God. Okay, well, hi. Happy early start of the week. What are you laughing at me for? I've got Marshall in the room today because, man, have y'all ever, like, made me laugh in my DMs because apparently this dude's starting a movement. And I don't know I'm happy about it or not. I haven't even told you why. But we're going to get to that in a second.
It's a movement, though.
What happened?
It's still a movement.
Oh, my God. There's a couple. You don't even know about the other one. God. So, hi, you guys. Welcome back to Really Riley. If you are not new around here, you know the whole gamut. But if you are new around here, I appreciate you for checking me out because, like I said last week, so many of you guys have DM'd me saying I don't even do podcasts, but I'm going to check out yours. That truly means the world to me. And no bullshit when I say that. Like, damn. It just, the amount of people that you have reached out and said, like, you know, this is the first time of me being a podcast listener, and I love yours. It's just, it is everything because this is my new baby. This is the new thing that is going to hopefully help support my family. So I appreciate you guys. I appreciate all your views, all of your messages, all of your likes, all of your comments, all of it. So enough with the wishy-gushy. This is the place where I like to talk about all things real, Riley, and whatever's going on in life. Like, that could be anything from fitness, fashion, opinions, marriage stuff, which we're going to get to this one over here in a second, my husband, and just what's going on with me. So I titled this one fam, male, photo shoots, and lawn care. The reason I said fam, male, is because I consider you guys my family. Like, that's no, like, you know, kissing your ass and, oh, you're my fam. Because sometimes I can't stand that when people say, I mean, sup, fam, you know, because it's just bullshit. I'm not your fam. I never was your fam. Obvi. Anywho's the piece. But you guys are my fam. Like, honestly, I know that sounds like, oh, yeah, okay, you're hypocritical. But I hope that anybody that has ever gotten to know me, gotten to talking to me for any amount of time, given me a hug, seen me, I do my very best to always treat you as if you're family, because there's been so many times over the 20 years in radio or the 5 years of this podcast that it's kind of saved me in a therapeutic way to be able to share my life. And it's never felt real. I've said this so many times over the years. It never feels real to me until I put it into this mic. Marshall, you've said that too, that it's just like, it's not a situation where I can actually accept things as fact until I talk about it into a mic, which sounds, like, sort of narcissistic, but it's just become my life.
It's like more therapeutic for you.
Well, yeah. Like, I just, I don't know. I guess I started radio, you know, relatively young, not really. Like, I was like 24, which isn't that young, but I was very much infantile in my brain at that point and hadn't grown into any of the woman that I am today. So it just didn't feel like I could stamp it into the ground as fact until I talked about it with you guys. So fam, yes, you are my fam. And the fam mail part of it that I was talking about in this title is we got a package like a week ago from our listener fam, Randy. Now, Randy has been such a support for us as a family, like on and off the air for, what is it, 2 years now?
At least 2 years.
So the first time we not met Randy, because we actually haven't met him in person yet, but we interacted with him. Marshall was doing... It was a fitness cover.
It was a muscle and health.
Muscle and health. It was like one of those online things where you vote daily and you can do like a paid vote or you can do just a regular Facebook vote. What was it for again?
It was for like the cover of the magazine. It was like 20,000, and then you had to like kind of write about yourself and
yeah, you had to like write in your story.
It was basically a feature for that.
Yeah, which for you, it wasn't about the money. For you, it was like telling your story with avascular necrosis, another podcast, another time. It's down a ways if you want to hear about it. We go very much in detail. And again, if that's you with AVN, Marshall's always down in the DMs. Ew. No. He's always down to answer questions. He's not down in the DMs. Some of you have tried it. No. Very married, sir. I'm kidding. But anyway, he's always down to answer questions about AVN. But we're going to go there another time. This one is about other things. But Randy, like, voted like a madman. Like, I think that most of the votes there, not all of them, were his. And it's like he shelled out a lot of money to make you win. But he's got... And you didn't. You got second place, I think, in the rounds.
Well, it's top 16, but I think, like, when they posted it, there was over, like, 10,000 that competed in. So,
oh, wow.
I made it to, like, top 16.
And you missed it by, like, nothing. I remember we were looking at that, like, down to the minute. And it was, like, over the course of, like, a month. There was just, like, so many rounds.
Yeah, it was, like, I mean, it was, like, exhausting doing that. And then it's, like, you feel bad because it's, like.
It was exhausting doing what? You know where I'm going.
I do.
You want to share with the class?
Well, yes. I mean, had you not pushed it as much as you did, it wouldn't have been what it was, no doubt.
So it was exhausting for who?
Well, I didn't mean like exhausting for like me and that like I'm doing all this work. It was like what I was saying. I was like, it's an exhausting process for like people to like constantly have to like vote and pay attention to it.
I think overwhelming is more the word you're looking for.
Yeah.
Because don't roll your eyes at me. I think that overwhelming means because when we were going through the process, it was like people like Randy were saying like, oh, I donated. And we're both like, oh, no, I love you, but I don't do it. Like, you know, because it was amazing for people to support not only me because I was the one on the air, but you because they had followed your journey with AVN. And it was just like, wow, I still to this day will never get over when people like make a big deal out of me. Like it's not a whole, like, I don't deserve it. I'm not worthy thing. It kind of is, I guess, but it's just, I've met real celebrities in life and a lot of them that I, you know, would revere before meeting them in person, after I met them in person, I was like, ugh.
Well, I think that's like just a credit to you staying humble and, you know, down to earth in that.
I never want to see the day that I'm not that way. That I don't cry. I'm a fucking crybaby. Like when we did my vision board thing and people were like talking to me and telling me their stories and telling me certain things and sharing their deepest, like innermost wants and dreams, I was like puffy for a week because it just means a lot. And so when people take their time and especially spend their money on us, it's just, it's never lost on me. Like if you look around this entire room right now, the podcasting room, it's just filled with things that you guys have sent me. I don't give a shit if it's a card. I don't care if it's, you know, like I've got all of the things that you guys, like especially the stuff you sent for the birthday unboxing I did when I was on the air. I keep it around like as talismans. I'm kind of like a fam mail hoarder, if you will. But today we opened up the package from Randy. Oh, but wait, let me back up. Last week he sent us this beautiful thing that was supposed to be a wedding present, but the stars haven't aligned yet for us to meet, and that makes me sound like a piece of shit. It's not that. We're going to. It's just two kids, lots of things. But it was, what would you describe it? It's wrought iron, big, circular. It almost looks like it could be like a compass, like when you see those like drawings of like the old school compasses, but
yeah, it's
a piece of artwork. Like I'm trying to describe, it's circular. Anyway, it says Team W, and then we got this on it. W is our last name, which is still weird to say that's my last name, but we got this, you know, you guys know where I'm going, but it was beautiful. And let me just tell you, I'm a picky bitch. And so Randy, you did good. But today I opened up the package with the boys. Oh my God. Like Christmas morning came thrice over. Like
that was...
Randy had already sent Lyric the most wonderful, like, customized soccer bag. And Lyric was like, what? Like, y'all give way better presents than we do. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Like, the attention to detail that they give these kids, it's like, damn. Okay. Like, it had, like, a place for shoes and cleats and a place for the ball. And the place for the shoes is, like, so that the shoes don't get dirty or get everything else in the bag dirty.
Well, it's to separate them so they're, you know, you have
like- I mean, I'm new to this whole sports thing. I've only been a soccer mom for a year and some change. And it's not like the monetary value, because I bet you that shit wasn't cheap either. And he had it customized for him. It's not that. It's just the thought that goes into these kinds of things always makes me just be like, wow. And it's just the thing that I felt like a shit for is the box. We've had it for like 4 or 5 days. And these kids are so blessed that they've got like grandparents that send them stuff. And then they, you know, got stuff for St. Patrick's Day. They got, cause I'm a big proponent of like doing it big. And I don't necessarily mean money wise, just making the moment special. So everyone, a lot of, and over Christmas, you guys, oh my God, you guys were like our savior because, you know, I just got fired. We just lost a good deal amount of money. And we were trying to make this Christmas not be a piece of shit. Like I was,
well, you know, for, I mean, Malin's too young to remember, but for Lyric, so that way it's like, you know, he hasn't known any different.
Right.
You know?
Like, so I mean, he knew that something was different with me not being on the air every day and not like leaving at 4 o'clock, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. I just, Lyric's very astute and he knows things and he sees things like way more than any 7.5-year-old should. So I didn't want this Christmas to be any different. And I tried really hard to not have Marshall and I do like a bunch of presents for each other because we didn't really need anything. He didn't listen. But all of the stuff that you guys sent, cards, presents, like it just made this that Christmas not fucking matter what everything else was going on. Every day we were reminded like, damn, we got this army is alive and well, and it really just gave so much strength to get through shit. Like, that's what the Christmas miracle was. Not so much that they got all of these presents. But what I was trying to make by a point with that, which makes it sound like, you know, they're spoiled, it's not that. It's just any kid that gets stuff all the time gets used to it. So I think the first day that we got the box, he was being a little stinky. He's 7.5. It happens. So I'm like, well, I ain't giving you shit. Like, I'm not going to have you be a little jerk and then reward you with it. So then poor Randy like thought that I didn't like the present or whatever because I've joked with him how amazing his presents are and then I'm a picky bitch. So I think he thought that I hated it. And he messaged me. He was like, Riley, please let me know. Like if you didn't like it, it's totally fine. I can return. I was like, oh my God, no. I haven't opened it yet because I'm trying to like save my child from being an asshole. But we opened it today in the morning and oh my God. Like he sent Lyric this messy outfit, a couple of them, soccer. What's it?
Lionel Messi.
Lionel Messi. I don't know anything about that. And Lyric would be like, Mom, if I didn't know. Lionel Messi's his favorite. And Randy calls him Little Messi. And it was the blue and white striped one. I don't really know which Argentine. Yeah. I don't know.
It was the country one. He was.
Okay. Yeah. The one that Lyric has been wanting forever. And you really kind of can't find it except for like the Adidas website. I'm sorry. That was like $70 on Adidas. I'm like, no. Because he already got some for Christmas, so I'm like, no. And he sent him the black one, but these must have been like hard to find. Like he must have scoured to find these.
Yeah, these were
these. I mean, and again, it's not the monetary; it's just the thought that goes into it. And then, of course, little Malin got spoiled too. Like he knows Randy knows that he's into Coco Melon and Thomas the Train, and he got all of these different pajamas and little socks. And even Malin was getting into it when he opened it. Like he was over there sitting with his clothes, like brah, brah, and just excited about clothing. I'm like, yeah, that's my boys. I didn't get a girl, but I'm going to have kids that are into fashion. What? I mean, I didn't get a girl. So this is how we do it. But it was such a beautiful moment. Like, and Sunday mornings, not my favorite, you know, because Marshall goes to work for a couple of hours. So mornings after he leaves at like 7 a.m. are kind of my duty. And people say that Sunday is the day of rest. Bullshit. No, it's not. Not around our house. It's not. But it's in those moments where you realize like the days are long, but the years are short. And thank you, Randy. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
no, I mean, that was it. The time like that he took out of his own day.
Yeah.
Like, think about that. And then.
And out of his own pocket. And I feel so bad.
Well, just like the amount though.
It's
very humbling and, you know, making sure that they're never in a place where they feel like entitled to these things.
Yeah.
Like, you know, making sure they understand the value of like that person had to work very, very hard to do that. Mm-hmm. And then like the kindness and the gesture and everything like that behind it. So like they understand each element of it. Cause it's,
well, I mean, Lyric's also starting to like figure out money. Like he went and bought like out of his piggy bank, you know, cause my mom was a banker for 35 years before she retired. So I always knew the damn value of a dollar. By the time I was his age, actually 2 years prior, I had like chores. If I wanted $5, I had to clean my room, my laundry. I had to like dust in the den. I had to clean off the glass tables that we had. I had to throw out the trash. Like there was no, my mom always had this thing that I liked. It was if you can't get something, fine. We'll set a goal for you to work for, like grades, do this, be nice for this amount of time, whatever it is. That sounds so bad. Be nice, for whatever. You know what I mean? Set a goal and I'll do half. That was like once I had a job or like once I had an allowance. And then like for birthdays, if our grandparents would send like $100, I got to keep 50 to spend and then 50 I had to save. And she's already got a bank account set up for Lyric. So it's just like, I think I've always been pretty good with money because of that. And even though I can be bougie in some areas, I'm just as happy going to the Dollar Tree and Goodwill. And I want him to appreciate that. Like, do you ever notice that I take him to Goodwill with me a lot? Mm-hmm. And now that's like one of his favorite things. Like when we go to Goodwill, he gets excited to go to his favorite section that is the where like the furniture is. Like his desk that we just recently made him is from, it wasn't from Goodwill, it was Facebook Marketplace. Yeah. Regardless, I don't want, like I appreciate the amount that it was given, but I want them to appreciate, appreciate like the thought.
And the value of it.
Yes. You know? Because it means more than money. It means more than anything, I think, to us. And I think
absolutely.
I want someday, because who knows what they're going to be when they grow up. I bet you one of them will be in the entertainment business. God help me. But when they do, if they do, they better damn well stay humble. Because I think the minute that you don't do that, the minute that you're just like superficial and it's just everything gets handed to you. Because there's a lot of like my... I've had a lot of morning shows. I've had a lot of radio jobs. I've had a lot of former colleagues. There's a lot of my former colleagues that got it easier than I did. Way easier. You know, some of them deserved of it. Some of them didn't, you know. And it's like because they got to those positions so easily and on the backs of somebody else, it's like, meh, who cares if they're fawning all over me? Who cares if they're sending me this stuff? I get this every day. It doesn't matter. You know, like when I was... in terrestrial radio, it was just like every day there was food sent to us. Every day there was like presents, like, you know, companies wanting us to like represent their stuff. And, you know, full disclosure, I still get that. But like, I always want to pimp the shit out of it. If I get a favor or if somebody does something for me because they want to help me and they believe in me, I want to blow it up the best that I can.
But I want them to learn that too.
Yep. No, that's what I'm saying. Like if they ever get into that in that way, like Lyric wants to be a YouTuber. Like, if you guys haven't seen my TikTok at Riley Couture 7, he wants to be a YouTuber. I'm not ready for him to be in that wild, the web yet by himself or, like, even have his own account yet. So I'm easing into it and, like, having a fun time doing, like, Dollar Tree snack reviews. And we just did Bean Boodled. And he loves it. He's so charismatic, too. It's crazy how much he turns it on. No idea where he gets that from. but I have no doubt one of the two of them will end up. I mean, even if Lyric's like, if he turns into Little Messy, like Randy says, we're going to manifest that. He's going to have endorsements and he's going to have all these things thrown at him. But like, you know, one of the biggest reasons why I love Pink and why she calls herself Pink, it's kind of for a little bit of a nastier reason than I'm actually saying. But it's because she says we're all pink inside. Other than the real reason that some of that is, it's we all bleed the same, period. And having said that, I just... whenever you guys take the time to DM me, to tell me your stories, to send my family things, to reach out to Marshall, to be there for us, it legit means the world.
Well, no, from like behind the scenes, like I see that, you know, like the genuineness and just your reaction to everything. You know, I've seen you, you know, break down from gifts and different things people have written and, you know, how much that means. So, I mean, when she is saying this, like, you know, I do see it, you know, and it's very humbling. So thank you.
Yeah. So now that we've sat here and talked for 20 minutes about the presents that we got, joking, because I felt like it needed to be said. Marshall, do you want to talk the movement first or do you want to do the photo shoot first? Let's do the photo shoot first, because that was another kind of like fam male thing, but not really. So Saturday I did a photo shoot with probably one of the most talented motherfuckers I've come across in a while. And you guys might have already seen his work on Instagram because I share the shit out of it because he took photos of my candles recently. Jay Valeriano. I hope I'm saying that right. But it's at JAY_VALERIANO on Instagram. Go to my Instagram at Riley Couture. It's all over there now. A while back, he hit me up on my House of W by Riley, my candle page, and saying like, hey, I would love to take photos of your candles. If not, totally understand. No big thing. Not a big deal. But I'd love to do this. And I looked at his photos. I was like, oh my God, why me? Like what? You know, like I was like starstruck by his work and I was like, fuck yeah, I want you to come take pictures of my candles because, you know, I would take photos outside, but like there's always just that professional edge. And again, being a picky bitch, Marshall, you can attest.
Mm-hmm.
I am very, very, very particular about photos. I feel like photos are the only tangible memories that you actually keep.
Like the photographer, the lighting, the outfits, the backdrop, the angles, everything.
You're leaving out a lot, but okay, I love you. I want a certain story to be told through the photos that I take. You know, like he's gone through hell and back with me, like with photos between, well, let's see, engagement. You were actually there when I did my first boudoir photo shoot too. We were dating for like 3 weeks, a month. It took 7 hours, which was amazing. Don't get me wrong. But so you knew what you were getting into from jump, friend.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't have like the clout, I guess. I don't see myself as having the clout as I have. Why are you looking at me in that face? You know what I mean? Like I have said many a times, I'm not on the radio anymore. Like who the fuck am I? Like why?
Does that matter? I don't know.
You tell me. I don't know. You know, like that's not me playing small. That's just the way that I've felt leaving such a high powered station and my dream job and the wattage that had. And the impact easily that had.
Well, I mean, to give like a parallel example, different, and I'm not going to go off on a tangent here.
Okay.
But it's like you have some professional bodybuilders.
And he is going to go off on a tangent.
And then you have, you know, fitness influencers that have literally accomplished nothing. Mm-hmm. Just know how to market themselves well with more followers and more of a pull. So, you know, to say that you need the backing of a certain organization or a certain thing or a certain company behind you doesn't necessarily mean anything.
No, it's, I know, but I just like
your presentation of yourself and your brand. And
you know. I mean, she's coming back. I am coming back to my confidence. But if you remember too, when he did this photo shoot, when he first originally asked me, the podcast wasn't on fire yet. Like it not on fire. It is on fire. I'm going to manifest that shit. It wasn't started yet. Where I was in limbo at that point. And I was just like, who the fuck am I? He comes over to the house. And he was so gracious and just like, I'll work with you whenever you want me there. I don't care. I was like, oh my God, what are you, a genie? Like somebody rubbed a bottle and the wish was for me. And he came over and he said that his wife, God bless you, woman, God bless you, like was a fan of the show. And she listened for years and she saw that I got fired and she was like, you need to go help her. Happy wife, happy life. But I don't think it was that. I think he's a gracious human and sees talent and drive and love and all that where it lies. And he told me that it was her. And I was just like, oh my God, like, what is her favorite candle scent? Like, you know, like the love language? My love language is gift giving. Like, that's how I like. So, of course, I don't do anything by halves. And I wanted to like put together a basket for them. I would have given them my whole fucking candle inventory down there if I could afford it. But he took the photos of the candles. I was blown away. And we were just, you know, talking artistically back and forth. This is so bad, but like from the minute that I saw his work, I was like, damn. Like, what did you say when you saw the first photo, like that wasn't even really edited yet, of the ones that we did on Saturday?
I thought that was some of the best work I've seen.
And you said it was, damn babe, that's your aesthetic.
Yeah, no, I mean, that was your style. It was like the lighting. Mm-hmm. The lighting and the mood and all the other stuff were,
well, because I always say like I'm a girly girl with a twist of tomboy. And I like things to look glamorous and glammed up, but I like raw. I don't love like blown out white, like super like glossy, like some of that, like for family photos, that's cute. But for the shit that I'm like, bitch, it's back. I don't really want light, airy, and pretty in that sense. I like a little bit darker of a mood because, hey, that's the mood that I've been in for a little bit. But when he agreed to do my like new like launch, like I didn't even really tell him what it was for. He was just game for whatever. I started showing him the concept photos of like what I was thinking and where I was going. He was like, yes, love, 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 you know, and I actually didn't fall into exactly what I wanted to do until like a week or two before, which much to the chagrin of my husband over here, I was like, we got to get this backdrop. I got to do that. We got this. It's got to be all over it. Well, I decided I wanted a, what would you say that is right there? I'm looking at it right now. It's like a, 3.5 foot,
no,
4 foot,
no, because it was
piece
it was,
of plywood.
It was 8. It was 48.
He's got to go into. He's got to go into the dimensions, babe. Like for those of us that don't know the,
it's like 4 by a little over 3.5.
What? So it's like a head shorter than me.
Yeah,
it's like, and it's like if you laid like Lyric down, it's shorter than him by like his feet. Anyway, I wanted this, and it's just what is it actually made of? That's the shit they put in walls before you plaster, right?
No, so that's not drywall. It's a wall panel. So it's like it's thin.
Okay.
It's like the white that you wanted, because like when you were like talking about the posters and stuff, like those things are small. So like you'd have to like get like a bunch of those and like somehow like MacGyver them together.
I didn't know how to do it. I had a vision, and I told my husband this is what I want, and he found it. God love him. But I was with my Cricut, another Christmas present from the Hubs, the Christmas present that he wouldn't listen to go cheap. So thank you. Love you. Side note, most of the shit that I do, like Marshall has some sort of hand in. Like this entire podcasting room, when I had the podcast and he's like, why don't you have a home studio? I was like, no. And he's like, would you want that? I said, well, yeah. A month later, it was all set up. As a matter of fact, when the photographer came over the first time we took some photos in the studio, he's like, God, this room is so cool. I was like, that's Marshall. That's all Marshall.
Well,
like,
the timing of it couldn't have been better.
What, like, the first time?
Yeah, because like literally that's when COVID hit.
And that's when I moved in with you.
It was like right after. So it was like,
ooh, that's a whole other podcast too.
So it was like you needed that, all that.
I mean, I did. I actually did. So you like, know, like I said, the universe makes no mistakes. Sorry, we're going off on a couple of tangents here. But I like I said, I'm very particular about what I like about photo shoots. I have a vision. I'm not that one that comes in there and it's just like, I don't know what I want, but I don't want this. No, I'm pretty decisive about things, but I also really love to work with people that have that similar vision. And I could tell immediately this was going to work. And I'm still overwhelmed at the fact that like he wanted to just help me. You know, like he was a runner up for fucking Vogue. Do you know how my spidey senses went up when he said that? I didn't even know any of that when I first saw his work. I was like, damn, though. Like, look at the lighting in the... Ugh, he's just amazing. I put this in my Instagram. Like, I put it up yesterday at Riley Couture and Really Riley Podcast. One of the photos that's, like, my favorite. And that was one of those ones that was just, like, boom. Like, it wasn't, like, really... It's posed, but it was just, like, the facial expression, the way that camera hit the highlight on my cheek. Makeup by me, which I'm actually really proud of myself about that, too. It was just phenomenal. It was magic. And like in the photo shoot, I was pretty tired actually, you know, cause I couldn't sleep the night before. I don't really sleep that much anyway, but I had to, poor me, right? I had to first world podcast problems. I had to get up at like 5:30, which cause that 4 a.m. hour ain't my shit anymore. I had to get up and do makeup. And then my girl, Rachel, who's done my hair for just about every important event. She's also linked in my picture on Instagram too, at Riley Couture. She had to do my hair because she's the only person I trust with my coif. It was early. And then I drove out there and Jay, he had even asked, like, do you want to meet me at my house in Urbana? Because we had to go to Virginia. He's like, I just don't want you to drive that far. I was like, why are you so damn nice? Because I guess I'm jaded or something like that. Anyway, it was incredible to be in that space. The minute I walked in, it was in this like studio that was very like white industrial ceilings. And the first shot that I saw was where like he had aligned it to where you could see the ceiling and you could see the backdrop, because a lot of times photographers just think, oh, just the backdrop, but he has this eye for angles. Remember what you said about the angles? Mm-hmm. That you could see the side of the room, and it was like, he did it not on purpose, but on purpose. And I'm like, oh my God, I love that. What are you laughing for? You could see my face when he did this, right? Mm-hmm. And I was very extra, as I usually am, because I walked in with like probably how many hangers did I have? Like 8?
Yeah, it's about that.
Whatever. I was quick, and I flash back to my like cheerleading and dance days with like the quick changes, because I didn't want to be that much of a diva, but I didn't want to like rush through it and have a shit product because I'm particular. Not that it would have been shit with him. Anyway, it was very special to be back in that groove, because it's been a while since I've done a photo shoot, and I've been, you know, not so confident in so many things. Like, I didn't have, you know, my usual like makeup artist friend, because that's another podcast for another time, there to do my makeup. And I was just like, oh my God, like, I felt like I was rushing with things, and I felt like I was doing everything last minute, even though I kind of do that way anyway. But I was also like, why am I a fraud? Like, why am I even taking these photos? Like, I have photos, I could use them, but I'm like, it's been 7 years since I've had headshots done. Like, my headshot that they used in the press releases when I got fired, when putting the news out, is 7 years old. Like, that was before Lyric was even a thing or a figment of my imagination. So those are old as hell, and my hair was red. But in front of those like lime, like the lights, I was like, this is a moment. And I was really honored to have him in front of me taking those photos, because I don't know, vibe recognizes vibe and energy. Like, didn't you get that energy from him? Like, when he was here?
Yeah, no. And I mean, I think that's part of it too. It's not just like a good photographer. I think, mm-hmm. like, you got to like connect at like some type of personal level, like, yeah, for them to like actually, you know, capture those things.
Like, don't take this somewhere that it's not friends. You know, I'm devoted to my husband, but it's like dating, you know, like I say, even finding like a right therapist is like dating, finding the right hairstylist, nail person, whoever, what it is, but knowing that these photos are going to stick around for a fucking ever, you know, because once it's on the internet, it's there always. And, you know, I wanted it to be important to myself. I wanted it to be a budding, like, professional relationship. And the fact that his wife was the one that pushed this, like, I made the candles for them. Like, I made, you know, 2 of them for her and 1 for him, which another one for him is coming, but it wasn't ready yet because I'm scrambled with everything now. But she sent me a message later that one, like, kind of made me misty. And she'd said, you know, like, Riley, I am so proud of you. And she was just like, thank you so much for the candles. You didn't have to do that. She was just like, you've inspired me for so long. And she's just like, I was devastated when you got fired, but she's like, I knew you wouldn't stay down for long. And like that, just the fucking tears just started coming after that. But I said to her, I was like, yes, I fucking did need to send these to you, because you have no idea the insurmountable gift that you are giving me. Yes, your husband, of course, he's the one taking the time and taking the photos. I was like, but what you forget, lady, is that I'm a mom and a wife too. And the way that he spoke about her the first time that he came for photographing the candles, it was like, she's so damn supportive. That within itself is what makes the choo-choo train choo-choo. Like, you know, like, there ain't no choo-choo without the waifu. You know, like, I mean, I know what the backing of that is. I think that's equal parts for you and I both, Marshall. You know, like, I know that it's been more my end, but there's been like your very first event that we were dating for like a month, two.
Two.
I wasn't a wife then, but we already kind of knew. And somebody came up to me during that event. They're like, "Oh my God, you're Riley from the Kane Show." I was like, "Nope," because I wanted the focus to be you. Like, I think that like I almost like wanted to like reach through the DMs and hug her and be like, I know that you're home with the kiddo. I know that you are, you know, the neck to your husband's head or whatever, like, you want to say. So thank you as well. Cause it's just, you know, together we can. And that she was the one that got the ball rolling, and she was the one supporting and watching their kiddo or being with their kiddo for 4 hours. You know, that's a lot on a Saturday, you know? So you guys know, or those of you that aren't new, No, but those of you who are new, I always say thank you, thank you, thank you. It's something I started in manifestation. Read The Secret for the description as of why. There's just something about it being like a full circle when you say it three times, and it just like stamps it in the ground and makes it that much meaningful. And I just like, thank you, thank you, thank you. And side note, these photos are fucking phenomenal. I've only seen half of them. And I'm just like blown away. Like we got this poster, the way that he did. Oh, I could go on and on and on and on. I actually think I want to bring him on the podcast because I think I want to bring back the small business spotlight that we did over the pandemic, because his outlook on things, how humble he is. Like he's just so chill about it. Like he doesn't even, I don't even know if he knows how good he is. No, I think he knows. I just don't think he's like outwardly an asshole about it, which I appreciate.
No, I mean, there's a couple of people I know like that in different things. And yeah.
I know who you want to say. Mm-hmm. Which one is it? Is it Goggins? Is it, which one?
Well, I wasn't even going to talk about like any of the big ones, just like kind of mentors and different people I've had guide me and
yeah,
personally and stuff, like one therapist I work with. And
yeah. I mean, I just can't, it's what we were talking about before. Like when I was like, just already knowing his energy, whatever he put into that lens was just going to work. Cause I just think that carries you through life. You could be the most talented mofo or untalented mofo that has big companies behind you that kind of make you a talented mofo. You could be all of that, but you're never going to have longevity and success, depending on what that is to you, you know, if you don't have humility. Because I just feel like I've known so many people that have a lot of success, but no humility and no like real sense of what that is. And then their lives are just vapid and empty. I don't want to live like that. I will take my small little podcast and me, I don't know, whatever this version of me is today. I'll take that. You know, like Marshall and I always bond over that movie 300, you know, like I'll take my little, we got this army of 300. And God willing, someday it'll grow to like 300,000 or 3 million, but I will still pray to always have this attitude, period. And that's not me being a pageant queen. Even though I was one of those one day, I'm not over here with a crown on my head waving, saying, let's save the world, but let's fucking save the world. Right?
You got this.
We got this. All right, so onto this damn movement that Marshall has started. Okay, so I don't know if you guys saw this on Instagram or not. Maybe not, because it was like a month ago. Marshall was looking through 2 months ago when eggs were hyper expensive. We talked about this a little bit on the other podcast, so I won't go into it too far. But this is a different kind of fam mail.
About
2 months ago in my DMs today. I'm scouring right now if you can't tell. And this is another one of her photographer friends that actually took the family photos that we did over fall that were also phenomenal. And thank God for you being so patient, because Malin was a psycho during that photo shoot. She sent me a picture. I'm going to have you describe it in a second. I'm going to show it to you, and you can describe it to the crowd. And the caption says, WWMS. I'll tell you what that means in a second. A couple of you guys were so cute before, and you were talking about WWRD. What would Riley do? So now it's become WWMS. What would Marshall say? And what is this a photo of, Marshall?
Eggs.
And what kind of eggs? Describe them. Are they all the same color?
No.
My God. Okay, so it's a picture of two different eggs from the same batch. And what we were talking about on Instagram, that people just blew up about it because eggs were so expensive at the time. You were saying all that about like certain eggs being like nutrient dense, or like the yolks color matters and the protein. Okay. You guys have heard me talk about Lindsay and Aubrey. Aubrey has beat cancer, but she was a little girl that I met, you know, or met, quote, on Instagram, and became very close with her and her mom. And she even sent a video talking about the damn eggs. She's like 9, saying that she learned that eggs have more protein because of their coloring. Look at the cheesy ass smile you've got on your face right now.
Well, they're normally about like 6 grams of protein.
Stop.
5 grams of fat.
Stop.
Per egg.
WWMS. Are you kidding me?
Well, I mean, like that one looks like the post-it note. It's like all that. It's like that fucking pale yellow. That one looks more like an orange. It's like a darker. You can't see that?
I see it. I had another person send me something that was like, oh my God, look at this yolk. I'm like, Marshall's out here making fucking eggs look sexy. Like, what the hell? You stare at that egg longer than you do my ass.
That's not true.
I digress. But the other movement that he's doing is with the fucking yard. Like, we talked about this last time I had him on the podcast last week. Was it last week or the week before? I don't know. But first we talked about the little, like, cool season lawn calendar that he had for this. Who is this dude? Who's this little guy in the hat?
So that's Doc.
Doc.
Well, his YouTube channel is actually, like, pretty big.
You know Doc on a personal level, do you? Because
no,
Doc to me is Doc from Back to the Future, the movie, not Doc, Mr. Lawn Guy.
He might have a PhD. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe that's why they call him Doc. I don't
know. Jesus. But freelawncareguy.com. So it's just like a color guide of, like, when's a good time to put what down on your yard. So I already made fun of him for that because he has it laminated in the garage on the tool shed that I bought him. It looks nice, though.
Thank you, baby.
Well,
there's elements, it's supposed to. God.
So then I found something else the other day. Not really found. I saw it before he showed it to me. But he's like, babe, did you see this? He's like pointing to his little laminated sheet on there. And it is a freaking, what would you call this? A 3D rendering? A rendering digitally?
Yeah.
Of our house. Of the square footage of our backyard. And like the outline of it all. I'm like, why do you have that? Like, what's going on? Are you? Is it surveillance? Are you putting out cameras? What the hell? And what is this for?
So when you, like, because there's different sprays or different, like.
No, what is this for? First, tell everybody.
It's for all the chemicals and stuff like that I put down.
So he can have.
Fertilizers or whatever. You got to have.
So he can have the exact amount of fertilizer he needs.
It's just expensive. So, like.
No, I'm not saying that it's not, so, but like, I've never in my life known a man to go this far in depth in it. Like, I know how you do one thing is how you do everything.
Well, that's why, like,
what the fuck is this? Why?
That's why, like, our old house looked like some of our neighbors and, like, other people, you know, where the grass isn't, like, you know,
where it's,
like,
crusty as hell.
I mean, I was cutting the grass at, like, 8. So, like, I'm, like, no stranger to landscaping. Like, I've always been, like, tractors, like, all that stuff, like, landscaping, like.
You know what? As a matter of fact,
but
the
in terms
first
of like the chemicals of it, like this interests me because it's like it's pretty much like exercise science, but like lawn, like it's there's like there's similarities
oh
in terms
God.
Of like what. I'm serious.
No, I know you are. That's why I'm laughing. It's like I get it. I understand because I could talk to you about like diamonds and their color clarity, like because I wanted to be a gemologist at one point. Like I don't go into the science of anything like I do gems. Am I correct? Like their cut, color, clarity. What? I do. What?
I know.
You act like this is a surprise.
Like,
but I understand.
Why is this one coming?
Shut up. I understand why you do it. I just think I've never seen anybody. But I guess I'm not like painting the proper picture of the level of dedication, psychosis, like that you're putting into this. Because the other day, we're rolling out the neighborhood. And yes, he's a cop, but you're not like a grandpa driver. You're not like, I'm going to go slow as hell. And this is the slowest I've ever seen him go to the neighborhood. And you try to be stealth about this too. You didn't think I noticed this. There is a set of neighbors or a husband and wife that they have a couple little girls. We love them. They're so funny. But y'all two almost have like, not dueling yards, but y'all like check each other's yards out in his yard, his front yard. I'm sorry, babe. Like he's been at it for a little bit longer than you. You're giving me the dirtiest look right now. His yard is way better than ours.
Oh, yeah.
Like he gets like those perfect green stripes in the summer where it's like it almost looks like alternating colors or whatever. Like, and his wife, I've DM'd her a couple of times that like she's the same as I am. Like, what the fuck is this? Like, it's an obsession. And the fact that you were rolling by like trying to creep as if I didn't see you, like looking to see what his yard was doing, I'm like, oh my God, really? Like, have you shown him your, what was the thing that you got? What was the thing that we went to Harbor Freight and you bought? Or whatever? No, we went to Lowe's and you were haggling. Yeah. Oh, this is another thing. What was it called? Just real quick.
It's a new Honda mower.
It's a Honda mower. I don't know why he needs that when he has a tractor and another one. We'll get to what it is in a second. This man was like a fucking coupon queen. And I've never seen him haggle like this before. He was in there with the website up, ready. He had like, okay, you guys price match, and I know you do, and you know can't say da-da-da-ba-ba, because this one gives free shipping, and then we got the manager over there to fix, and I was like, oh my God, what is happening to my husband? Which I was actually kind of proud. I was actually kind of turned on, because I'm like, I love this, because I'm that person too. Like, I will haggle your ass for $5, and damn it, you'll give me that discount, but I mean, okay. Because it's only going to get worse. Because he's doing this with the front yard mostly now. Now you have to tackle the backyard.
That's just a shit show back there. I mean, it's not bad, but
so what, you're going to let the backyard just go to shit?
No.
It's going to be like a mullet, and the backyard's going to be the party, and the front yard's going to be the business in the front.
Well, I've learned like so much. Like, I got to get that soil like a different level back there, and then
there's levels of soil now. Oh God.
Well, that's what most people confuse. That's what I used to think. Mm-hmm. You're actually not fertilizing or doing anything like that to like the grass. You're actually fertilizing the soil.
My God.
And the roots are taking that into the soil. So the soil shit. But like, but that's also what made me mad. When we were negotiating and the contract here, mm-hmm. we could have put that in because they take everyone's topsoil and they sell it.
Is this what it's like when I talk Bravo and makeup and fashion to you? Is this the equivalent? You do really well with Bravo though, but.
I just don't like when you project.
I don't. Yeah, I do. He's talking about this whole Tom and Ariana scandal, and I know I've been talking about that I was going to go over it, but there's too much fucking information. There's too much coming out. For those that aren't Bravo fans, it's from Vanderpump Rules. Tom was dating Ariana for 10 years. She didn't want to get married, but they had a house together, so they were essentially married. And Raquel Levis, that was engaged to James Kennedy on the show, they recently broken up, and this girl was whoring herself around to everybody. They were hooking up in their house, in Tom and Ariana's house, while she was like sleeping, like in their bed. And I looked at Marshall, I said, if you ever fucking, oh my God, like since the minute that we got together, and this is just a product of me having traumatic relationships, cheaters and whatever, I was like, if you ever fucking stick that where it doesn't belong, if you ever were to fuck, oh my God, I was like, if you ever were to sleep with somebody in our house, I was like, oh my God, I would burn everything you own. But I would. Do you not believe me?
Mm-hmm.
Never. I should do a podcast on that, though, I feel like.
What?
Because I've talked about this so much. Like, if there's one other thing besides maybe radio and gems, jewelry, that I, like, could spit facts about, like, I could go to Jeopardy and somebody would ask me, it'd be what?
Bravo.
Yeah. I probably should. The people what they want. But yeah, I mean, the lawn already starts to look great. Can we work on the shrubbery though? Because I don't have a green thumb at all. We've killed so many plants up there.
Well, it's because like it's direct sunlight there. I just gotta water more.
I'm just sort of concerned going back to the fact that you said that the backyard is just a shit show and you've kind of just given up on it. Like, well, don't be a quitter.
Well, it's there's no shade back there. So it's direct sunlight. From like,
oh, you can do it, Marshall. You can. Don't give me that dirty ass. Like, I'm placating him now.
So, I actually talked to Julian about this.
Julian is the neighbor. You just put him on blast. Anyway, he's the neighbor that he's got dueling lawns with.
They're not dueling.
You, lawns. The way that you looked at his lawn, like you were surveying, like you were a lion surveying a piece of meat. Yes, you did too.
No, it looks good.
No, we love them. It's not like a bad duel thing. It's not like this. Neighbor that I'm going to get to in a second.
No, it's not a competition for me, but
it is too.
But like in terms of like how much you need to water back there, like it's insane.
Well, can't we? Well, we didn't got no money to put in sprinkler system, so. But I wanted to like real quick before we wrap it up here. Like I wanted to show you this or talk more about this genius ass like homeowner that I could. Somebody sent me this, and it was like a move against this trespassing Karen that. Another fam mail was this article, and they're like, I could totally see Marshall doing this. I'm like, oh my God. So it's from Reddit, and this Redditor like is everybody's like, oh my God, you're the God, because he was talking about how he was trying to keep this neighbor whom he calls a Karen out of his yard and maintain his privacy. So this is our first time having an association. This is my first time owning a home at all. Like ours, so far, our association isn't like this, but you owned a home before but didn't have an association.
No.
But I always tell people when they talk anything about the association, I'm like, fucking let Marshall. Like, we used to have this Yahoo that lived here that would, like, harass all the neighbors. And I was like, let him do that to Marshall. Watch. Like, Marshall's a pretty calm individual, but this is the shit. Like, he's vindictive as hell and snarky when he chooses to be. Maybe one time in my life have I ever seen him, like, go in on something. But when he does, it's like, oh, yeah, help. Anyway, so this Karen was insisting that she was allowed to walk through this backyard that was this Redditor. It was his because it was initially part of the homeowners association common areas, which that's bullshit. You buy a home and then people are allowed to just walk through it. I mean, I guess the neighborhood consists of two separate homes with yards that are technically considered HOA's common area, even though they're not used as common area. It can't be completely fenced in per their rules, which is such weird garbage. But this neighbor was being difficult and taking advantage of it and just basically walking through the largest home, the yard of the largest home in the neighborhood and just pissing this guy off. So he thought about it for a while. Like, I can't do anything about it, really. But he did. He posted, well, we have a dog, a Great Dane. Do you know what a Great Dane does a lot of? I mean, a lot. Poop. He poops. He poops a lot. And they're big. Very big. They're elephant-sized poop. And he drops 2 to 3 a day. He is trained and never leaves our yard despite the openings, but I also go out and pick up the poop every day. You know what Karen hates? Karen hates stepping on poop, especially elephant-sized poop. About 3 weeks ago, I started collecting elephant-sized poop and tossing it at both the entrances in our yard in a grid-like pattern. So most of you are like, Marshall would never do that with his precious yard. Hold on. So the fences were covered with leaves. So he did it in a grid to where it like wouldn't hurt his yard, but it was in the area that she would walk in. So then he covered it with leaves because this is the attention to detail that would be about Marshall. And after the few days, he would watch the neighbor scraping the shit off of her shoe, like cursing at the heavens because of it. And then not only that, he started changing the grid like every other week so that when she would try to skip around the shit, she would just step in more shit. And the HOA rules, like they say that the house is there for like the ease of opening or ease of like the neighborhood. I don't know. That sounds like crap to me, but they own the land in their deed, but they have to let neighbors walk through their yard. So they're allowed to put the shit anywhere. It's not like they can get mad about it. But he said since then, hasn't seen the Karen walk through the yard, but he does 2 to 3 additional poop piles introduced to the lattice work, as he calls it, every day. And he said, as a note, our landscapers haven't started cutting yet. It's still winter. So because, you know, you could hear the other Karens like, what about the landscapers? It's so rude. But he says he's, even though like in summer, he probably won't do this, but he really wants to like deter her behavior. I mean, everybody's saying it's genius. They're also saying like motion activated sprinklers would be great. And he said, why didn't I think about this before? This is an amazing suggestion. You should message this guy. I think you could be friends.
Well, I'd make
are you already thinking of what your plan would be? See? Hence why the fam mail came in.
Well, like, that seems like a lot of work. But if
you're vindictive enough.
Well, if I did do that, that's when you have, you know, have the boys dress up as like poop emojis for Halloween. And then
go up and say like happy poopoween.
Yeah, and then you but you
don't involve my sons in this.
But you throw away the candy because who knows what the fuck they
right? Don't involve my little boys in this.
But I think what I would probably do that wouldn't involve me doing any really work. And then just be like another sign. I would say that there has been like a tick infestation back there.
Stop it. No, Marshall. Stop. No, don't you get me canceled. No. What? Don't get me canceled.
I just put up like pesticide signs.
Jesus criminy. Oh my God. See, I told you. The snark is real with this one.
You have to do anything.
Good God. Uh-huh.
Checkmate.
Yeah.
I don't have to play Battleship and move shit everywhere every week.
And y'all think I am the feisty one, okay? Our son Malin is feisty not just because of me. It's always the sweet, quiet ones you got to worry about.
Well, he's not quiet.
No, I'm saying you. I'm saying, like, Battleship is your game. Like me, I'm this spicy Puerto Rican Virgo that just pops up and screams and and freaks out for a minute and then I'm over it. And then I just want to watch Bravo again. Him, the grudge, he'll strategic about it. But anyway, I hope you guys have enjoyed this here podcast. I will see you on Wednesday. We have got another edition of Ask Riley, and I really like this one. It is about post-wedding depression. People are like, what the fuck is that? I did a semi like podcast on it like right after our wedding, but it's actually still kind of real almost 2 years in, which sounds really dramatic, but bear with me. I'm going to go into it more. And if you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, if you have an Ask Riley that you want to send in, you can email me at reallyrileypodcast@gmail.com. You can text in at 410-604-8895. You can DM me at Riley Couture, RileyCouture, Couture like juicy, like the clothes. That's Facebook and Instagram, the at Riley Couture. TikTok is Riley Couture 7. Snapchat's at Radio Recon. There's also Really Riley Podcast on Instagram, any one of those. And if you want to ask Marshall questions about lawn care, your social is?
The Fit Marshmallow.
But it's not spelt like regular marshmallow.
It's like the artist.
Marsh, M-E-L-L-O. Oh. Well, thanks for sitting in, Hubbin.
Yeah. And don't forget to share.
Oh, he's always on to me about this. Yes, thank you, babe. If you would rate, share it, if you would rate review. It, if you would review it, if you would tattoo it on you. No, I'm kidding. Please don't do that. Would be much appreciated. So you guys, thanks for listening. Love you long time. I will talk to you guys again on Wednesday. It's Really Riley.